So what does that mean? Can you explain to me what that means? Because I really am traumatized from this. I was in a 2-year abusive relationship, and then when it finally ended, I got arrested. Do I have to go back to this place? Because the lawyer said there's a 98% chance that it will just get dropped before, and you'll get a letter. Every day I'm waiting for the letter. You know, I don't...
It may get dropped, but at the moment, your bail date still stands.
And how long does it normally take? I mean, my case is not normal because I send them so many screenshots. I understand it'll take longer, but like, what's normal? Because I don't know, and I've never been arrested.
Every case is different. There isn't really a time frame. Some cases can go on for a couple of days. Some cases can go on for a couple of months. Every single case is different. I can't tell you how long it takes.
Because with my ex, initially, they did no further action right away because my statement wasn't convincing enough. And he said, he lied. He said, I was the aggressor, you know, and they immediately discarded it. Now, they said they reopened his, you know, but I'm still being investigated. I don't understand why he got, you know, this is torture, you know. It's not just that I'm being investigated. It's like nobody's doing anything against him. He should be on bail. He's dangerous. He's a psychopath. He's been to prison twice, you know. I don't understand.
So you wanted to make a complaint over why that you're on bail and he isn't?
I've already made a complaint about that. Is already being processed. They said my investigation has to be finalized, and then somebody got back to me and said that they will also use this evidence because I have screenshots to prove exact. I was accused of throwing a plate. I have screenshots to prove that he threw the plate and blamed me for it. Okay, you know, and I don't understand how long it takes to read the screenshot. You know, it's I didn't do what they arrested me for, and I don't understand why. You know, they hate me. Why do you hate me?
We don't hate you.
I don't understand why it's just taking so long and why you're not putting him on bail and give him an harassment order and restraining order to him. I have proof that he threatened me even after he moved out.
You cannot do anything, it's just a constant.
I can't see that you've made a complaint. There's nothing on the system.
Really?
Have you made a formal complaint where a sergeant rings you back within 24 hours?
I don't think they rang me back, but they emailed me back. Can I make another type of complaint?
No, they said the complaint can't be dealt with until it's closed.
Yeah. You sound very, very distressed.
I have no idea.
Come on,
Catherine.
So, if you make a complaint, the sergeant can hear you out and hear your side of the story.
Okay, can I make this complaint then, please?
Yeah. I'll put you through to our control room then, just bear with me.
Okay.
I thought you just couldn't ask if it was open or closed. Now you're looking at another complaint.
Time, yeah.
Maybe they might use this against you
as
well.
Hello, can I help you?
Who am I speaking to?
You're through to Cheshire Police.
Am I speaking to a sergeant?
No.
Right.
Who's the call handling centre? What's the issue?
I was just on the phone with a nice lady who said I could make a complaint because I'm still under investigation.
So you can make a complaint to close one, sorry?
Because I'm... One second, my friend just walked out and making hand gestures that I don't understand.
Did you need to stay?
Yeah, what?
You're not listening to me, I'm saying things you're not listening to. Go on, make your complaint.
One second, I don't understand.
Go on, make your complaint.
Okay, so...
Hello?
Yes, hello. I called because I wanted an update on my file on where I have a domestic dispute with my ex-partner. And he assaulted me, and I sent a lot of screenshots, and I called the police after the third or fourth assault, and then they didn't believe me, and they believed the neighbors who said that I assaulted him, but the neighbor told me that she didn't see anything. She just and she told that to the police, but the first time she told the police that she saw me do something when she just heard him.
About.
Sorry, okay, you're a random person and I shouldn't bombard you with details. I'm sorry. Okay, so what do you need from me? What do I need to tell
you? What are the points? Why have you rung the police now? What is it you want to achieve?
I was trying to find out if this case has been this investigation has been finalized, because somebody else who's investigating, who is overseeing the investigation, said once the case has been finalized, they will reopen the case against my ex, who I am still terrified of because he's a psychopath and has borderline and has been to prison twice and has threatened me to ruin my life. So I wanted to know if my case is closed and you're now investigating him.
Give me the incident number or the reference number you've got regarding this matter.
Okay, so I was told by the previous person I spoke to that this is the wrong reference number, but the one I have is IML 160-1152.
1152. Just give me a second, let me get that back.
So could you tell me what this incident's number is about, please? Because I've got the safety
just
wrong.
Just gonna, I'll do that when I get it back up. Just give me
okay.
Doing it again, you slow down.
Okay.
Right, and who are you? What's your name, please?
I am the boyfriend abuser. I am.
Yeah, what's your name?
Marzia Catherine Azan. I'm not. That was a joke. I'm sorry. I was being sarcastic.
Don't worry. Okay, don't worry. What's your address?
39 Crescent Road.
And your date of birth, please?
8885.
Just admitting you're
an abuser. Okay, so this incident was reported, the incident number you've given me, that was reported on the 20th of July.
Yeah, that was not a confession. I was being sarcastic. I have sent evidence for that for two years. He's assaulted me. And, you know.
All right. Okay, we need to try and stay calm, so take a breath. So as I say, this incident,
the one you just
given me, that was reported to us on the 20th of July.
20th of July. Okay,
yeah,
I don't
so
even
know. I'm concerned. Let's have a look. It mentions another instance on there as well from the 23rd.
Yes, that's the one we're talking
this
about.
This one, Carla, now she's provided a statement, and she wasn't sure if he wanted to. He's going to sleep on it. This concerns the next partner, Fabian Williams?
Yes, that's him.
Yeah. So you're scared of him?
Yes.
Living in fear, very distressed on the call. You're a second around, okay? That's what you are, that's your opinion.
Pardon?
So there's been a complaint previously. Okay, so was that closed?
What, my complaint's been closed?
No. This is incident from July. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Right, so that doesn't really, I'm presuming it might be the one previous. Let me just check that incident. 1579517. Right, this one was reported by a third party for screaming at your address.
Screaming at my address, yes, because...
Coming from your address, yes.
Yes, and it was me screaming because he was throwing me around the kitchen and onto the floor, and then he was screaming,
so,
let me go, you controlling narcissist, and then they said that I was controlling.
Okay, so is that the incident then that you're concerned about? Is that the one we're ringing about now?
No, yeah. You're ringing because you want to know why the complaint's not been closed. Why they're still under investigation.
Yeah, okay, I suppose.
That's the one, right? Have you got a pen there? I'll give you this.
Yes, let me write it down. One second.
I need to start writing stuff down, yeah, definitely.
I've got autism and severe PTSD, so I'm a bit vulnerable, and I'm really sorry if I'm being rude. I don't intend to be rude.
Okay,
give me that.
So
I'll just
need to obviously get to the number when we need. So give me this incident first when you're ready.
Yes, I'm
ready. So that's IML and it's 1579. 1579.
Okay, and that is
what? That was reported to that was on the 23rd of June.
Right.
At 7:40 in the morning.
And you have
so that's what we're right, so apart from, I take it you're not happy. Now you want to see if that one's been closed, sorry, that is it. Right, I'm with you now. Just give me another second, I have to go into another system now.
Okay.
Right, what I'll do, I'll give you another number now.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
It's an occurrence number, and that number is. Yeah, you ready?
Yes.
23000.
2563. 182. And what is this occurrence?
That. So basically, the incident number I've given you, gets closed down and it gets put onto another system.
Okay.
And then it gets. So that same number relates to that incident that I've already given you.
So sorry. Okay, so I'm so sorry. I have problems with auditory processing. 1 second. So the IML number is the incidence number.
When you get an occurrence number, that's the number I'm just giving you.
Right, occurrence, what does that mean?
So in other words, if you want to cut out the middle one, all that number will go straight to it. Anyway, so let me get that open now.
Okay.
So you've got all the numbers you need for, you know, you need to look back at all the
yes.
future date.
So wait, the incidence or the occurrence?
The occurrence.
So the 2-3 number, yeah.
It's one and the same, effectively.
Right. And can you see why this is still open?
Okay, that's not relevant to what we're discussing in a minute. Let me just check this now.
Okay.
And then we can find out what we need, because you're on about closing this and opening another, aren't you?
I have such bad PTSD and depression. I cannot work. It's so terrible.
That's
you
okay.
Know.
Don't worry about it. Obviously, I'm just trying to keep us to the point, and then we don't go, you know, get sidetracked too much. Just give me 1 second now, so quick. Right, investigation is still ongoing. Right, I think the best way I can help you at the moment is I can update this and ask the officer in the case to contact you when they're next on duty. Did I hear you saying you wanted to make a complaint about this?
Well, I already made a complaint via the IOPC website, and an inspector contacted me, and then a sergeant contacted me, said it's been handed down from his inspector, and the sergeant told me that once my investigation is closed, then they will also reopen the complaint against Fabian, because they didn't take me seriously because I'm autistic and I didn't look like a normal victim, and then he acted like he was the victim, and you know, it's complicated, but he is a psychopath, and I've submitted screenshots that other people are scared of him, that he's destroyed other people's lives and reputations, and I think I really want you to close this and give him some sort of restraining order against me, and not the other way around. This is, you know, I don't mean to be rude, but this isn't helping domestic abuse victims at all what you're doing. So please, I want to understand if there's anything I can do to help your investigation against me, you know, so you can actually put something in place to keep me safe from him. Yes.
So what I am going to do is I'm going to update the occurrence number I've given you, the 23000.
Okay.
The fact that you call this morning and you want this matter to be progressed out as soon as you can be, and you would like to be contacted by the officer that's dealing with it so they can advise you where they're up to and give you a timescale, yeah?
Okay, yeah, and is it possible...
That's what I'm going to do.
Yes. I've done this before and nobody contacted me.
Let me just tell you this.
Yeah.
I'll just say you can tell me in a second. The other thing you could potentially do if you wish
is
I can give you an email address.
Yeah.
And if you wish, you could put an ordered email together of how you're feeling, and that can be sent to us, and that can be put onto the occurrence.
My friend says
your views are then represented directly by you, and you're not going through me or anybody else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yes. My friend says because I've sent all this evidence, you know, of all the screenshots, that's why I'm making it longer and I'm prolonging my suffering, you know, so the more I send, the longer it will drag on. So is that what happens?
No, not necessarily.
Right.
Sorry
for that.
I think you're talking to somebody else, are you?
No, my friend is sitting there and he was saying something and I thought it was important for me, but it wasn't. He was just talking to himself.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let me just go back and confirm your number.
can you see on your file, because I spoke to my neighbor and I didn't record it. I want to kill myself because I didn't record it. But can you see on the file if the neighbor has been re-spoken to? Because I know that they didn't
see. I couldn't tell you that.
Yeah, because she said to me, oh, I have my own life. I don't really care. We just said what we heard, and I'm not going to court for this. Because if she said this to the police, it would be closed, right?
Well, I don't, it would depend. I mean, the things I can't discuss that with you because it's covered by data protection.
Right.
Yeah. Let me just confirm. I've got your number correct before I go any further.
Okay.
I've got address number here, 0738 437 4554.
Yes, yeah. That's correct.
Okay, so that's what I'll number I'll put on. Would you like to see if you need your email address for us?
Yes, I'll take it.
Well, you can't even, you don't have to send it. It's entirely up to you.
So you're still going to tell the officer to call me, right? Because that's happened before.
The problem is we don't know when that officer will be next on duty.
And what's the name of the officer, please? Can I write that down?
I've not got that to hand at the moment. I have to go back into the system. So if you want to,
would you mind?
Let me just give you the email address first.
Sure, okay.
Are you in for it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's public contact as one word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's at Cheshire.
Mm-hmm.
.police.
Mm-hmm. I think I have this one already, yeah.
You've already done this.
Yeah.
If you lose that thing, you can always do it through the website, Cheshire Police website.
Right, okay.
Let me see. You're just bearing me a second now, so I've got to go back and try and find the answer in the case.
I was told before that I was told before that Jennings is the officer, and I said that my ex left explosives in my garden, and if he could contact me, they said, oh, he's working now, and he may come today, and I waited all day, then nobody came, and then I got the complaint, because I said, you know, I had explosives in my garden, I had to remove them myself in the end, you know, he left them for me to terrorize me, and this Mr. Jennings, he's not doing, he doesn't like me, he must be a racist, I'm sorry. Can I have another officer assigned to this?
It depends, because obviously there's various officers dealing with this at different stages, isn't there? Because obviously with the ALPC, that sergeant would not be the officer in the case.
Yes, that's right, because
I'm going to pick that up now, so you need to let me do that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then obviously you need to give me some time to be in contact with there. And then if you're not happy that we've not been in contact with you,
yeah, because that's a month ago that I had the lady from Cheshire Without Abuse, because initially they referred me to the high risk group for domestic abuse, and then Officer Jennings decided, oh, I don't like this one, she was the abuser, you know, and now when I said he left explosives in my garden, nobody came. He has a problem.
Swear
with
God,
me
Catherine, you don't have a clue.
Is there any way I can, because I've asked in my complaint, I've asked initially on the phone, I said I want to be assigned to a woman for this case, not a man. It's Thomas Jennings, isn't it?
I've got T. Jennings.
Yeah, it would be that one, yeah. So I've already filed a complaint against him. Now, why does he still have the case?
Yeah, it's not always the case that you're able to dictate to us who should deal with a particular incident. However, obviously, if there has been a suspicious, then we would accommodate that. I can do what I've said I'm doing.
Yeah.
If you additionally want me to complain about a particular officer, I can put an instance after that. That's what you wish.
Is it possible? I mean, I don't want to cause more paperwork because I'm suffering so much from PTSD and trauma and depression from this. So I don't want to make it worse, if you understand.
I'll tell you what. Then.
Yeah.
Let's leave it as it is now.
Right.
You've got the email address, so you can consider emailing to us. I'm going to update the crime for the directive that you want to be updated as to what's going on, how and when.
Yes.
Yeah. And obviously, if we don't respond to either in time that you feel is appropriate, fingers up and complain about that.
Well, it's already... No, it's kind of past that, you know. I've complained about Jennings a few days after the incident, you know.
Right, I'll say it's already been done, right, say, sorry.
Yeah, and because also when I called and somebody on the phones told me that he's going to come and collect the explosives, he's not been in touch, and then I filed a complaint, and then I had to, then I opened a new incident against my ex, and somebody came out, and then he said that he would, I showed him the explosives and the bow, and he took the bow, he left also his archery bow, he took everything else with him, but he left those two items at the back of my garden where he could easily climb a wall, which he had told me a million times he's done to other people to cause damage to their property. You know, so I know that this is why he left it, you know, and maybe because the police was attending when he moved out and he didn't want to look, you know, he wanted to look like the victim, so he didn't take it, you know. But I've been terrified. And then the
just
other officer...
Just wanted to find out if it's open or closed.
Pardon?
I thought you just wanted to find out.
My friend is interrupting me. I'm sorry, I can't... sorry. Where was I?
You was rambling.
No, I'm not rambling. Am I rambling?
Just...
I'm sorry, so, sorry, sir, are you there? Am I rambling? Are you finding...
I'm sorry,
I'm talking to you. What's your name, please?
Yeah. My calling number is 21094.
21094, and you are...
Pardon?
Sorry? Your name is?
No, you don't need to know. The call number is sufficient, that will find me.
Okay, I'll call you 21094. Okay, so, I'm sorry, 21094. My friend is really angry at me. I don't know why he's angry.
Do
you want to put your friend off?
Pardon? No, he just walked out.
Pardon?
Do you
want to put your friend off?
What does that mean?
On the phone. Everyone's got something to say.
I don't know. He's just making hand gestures and I don't know what he wants.
Right, okay. I'll get off the phone now.
No, sorry. I'm really bad at communicating. I have high functioning autism. I'm sorry. No, that's not what I want. I wanted to know if it's possible, since I've already raised concerns that Thomas Jennings is handling my complaint, and I think a woman would be better equipped to do this.
Yeah, I understand that, but we're not at that stage yet, are we? We're trying to address how quick, what the result of that first inquiry is going to be.
Well, I think it's not getting completed because of Mr. Jennings. That's why I think it's not getting completed.
No, yes, I understand that, but I'm putting this onto the niche, what's called niche, which is the program we use, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not going to go to Jennings directly or anything like that. It's going to be addressed. Somebody's got to look at this, review the information, and then recontact you. And you're going to consider sending the email in as well, and if you're not happy in a few days, you're going to ring us back to complain. That's where we're up to.
Right, okay, so I have to wait a few days. There is no way I could complain right now before you've put in this niche.
If you want me to pin all that, I can just go straight to make a complaint now, but that's not going to get you the answers you need straight away. That's what we can say. So basically what I'm saying is, let me sort this out at this end now. If that doesn't work, you're going to make a complaint.
Okay. And you want me to write again to public contact, because what I've done is I've sent them a lot of screenshots where it disproves what I was arrested for. It really does, you know? And I don't understand why it takes someone 6 weeks to look at this. I don't understand.
Well, I can't answer that, because all I do is answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to have a go at you at all. I'm really sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But I can't answer what the departments do or don't do. And what they're doing.
What I really, really, really need to do is to have... you have so many offices. I'm sure you have really brilliant people there. You know, can somebody else take this case? What can I do to have someone else take this case?
Well, as I say, we need to get this bit sorted first. That's the order we're going to do it.
Okay.
That makes more logical sense. And as I say, once you're able and you feel able to compose that email with your... You know, obviously, with what you feel and what you want to happen... Mention all that in the email.
Because I have already...
And again, you can do that over the next couple of days, once you've had time to consider exactly what you want to say or what you don't want to say, for instance.
No, because I'm autistic, I always say all the facts, you know, so it's not like...
sometimes it's better to maintain a bit of brevity, isn't it?
I've been working for 38 years to figure that out. It's still a mystery to me, and I know that the system is failing me because of this.
What about trying to do something like, what do they call it? bullet points to call it nowadays, don't they?
Yeah, I can't focus on what's relevant to people. You know, like when I started the statement, I was just, she said, so how did it all begin? So I just started telling her the whole story, and I wasn't even finished with the statement. You know, they said, you didn't sign your statement.
Right.
I wasn't started. I was like 1% into the story. You know, I wasn't even done. But I didn't want to make a statement because he's been to prison twice, and every time he assaulted me, he said, I can't call the police because he would get arrested, and it's trauma, and I'm holding it over him, and I want to ruin his life, and I'm a narcissist for ruining his life for calling the police on him when he's beating me up and has illegal things in the house. You know, like he was using gaslighting and reverse psychology on me. And I you know, but the thing is, I have a point here. I'm sorry, I'm coming to it, and I'm really sorry that I'm rambling to you. But the point is, I've already written the story in my complaint to via the IOPC website. So does this get counted on my file? Can you see that on my, because I've sort of submitted my story there. Right, so I would have to submit it to this email address as well if they actually.
Well, the point of doing that was for you to say directly how you're feeling and what it is you want to achieve rather than going through me. So it's additional to going through me. Because obviously I'm not going to type every word you said to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to summarise what you want.
Yeah.
So that's not going to say this lady is particularly upset or.
I am really, I'm not trying to be a drama queen. I never make drama. I never ask for anything, you know. I'm genuinely suffering. Really suffering.
Listen, I understand that, but I'm just going to deal with the facts. What you need, what I need to go here,
yeah?
The idea of you sending the email in was to put your personal touch on that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not obligatory. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
By any means.
But maybe it's a bit more personal than screenshots,
yeah. I'm saying it may have weight for what I'm saying. Clarify it for somebody that's reviewing it.
Okay,
it'll be put on that same occurrence number I gave you, see, both of them together.
No, that's good advice. Thank you. That helps a lot. And it won't be only Jennings reading it. It will be different people reading it, correct?
No. That's right. Yes, it'll go into the occurrence.
Really, Mr. 21094, thank you, because thank you, because you've given me some, I don't know what to do. I feel so helpless in this situation. I feel so out of control, you know, so thank you. You told me something I can actually do. So thank you so much. Thank you.
You need to take a minute now to get yourself calm down. Then you can consider what we've said.
Yeah.
And if you're not happy in a bit, an hour, 2 hours, whatever, you can always ring us back then. We're in 24 hours.
My friends is the more evidence I submit, the worse I make it, because I'm all on the defensive here, you know, and all I want is to be protected from him. I want a restraining order and an anti-harassment order and all those things so I can feel safe again.
Don't try not to worry about it, and I'll put this on, and hopefully within a day or three we'll have this sorted out, or give you some answers and get you back on the road to get it sorted out.
Thank you so much, 21094. Thank you.
Okay, don't worry.
Bye.
You get it all sorted then?
He said I should write a per